AM 910 WJCW. It's 8:13 with Carl and Ellick. Wednesday morning, AM 910 WJCW. And we check in at this time, usually on a Wednesday, around 8:15 with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties. He is on assignment this week. And able step-in, stand-in, pinch-hitter, Larry England joining us. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Good morning. Great to be here.
Glad to have you here this
morning.
Beautiful
morning out there.
It is, indeed. And you're talking about shorts earlier. Everybody wearing shorts right now. We're heading into fall. So with heading into fall, now, does real estate actually have seasons per se, like we do with the calendar or maybe with the, our culture, like seasons and so forth, summer and winter type?
It does have. Typically, you'll see a slowdown as the winter months approach.
Uh-huh. I guess that kind of makes sense with the cooler temperature.
Fall is, if you're thinking of selling, you need to mm-hmm. get that house on the market now.
Right.
Before the cold weather gets here. But then again, we'll see a pickup for people that have young children that want to get into certain school districts
mm-hmm.
next year. So
right.
they'll
look okay.
to be moving in the spring, early summer.
So you look for that down the line.
Yes.
There's different seasons for realty as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Very interesting, too. Just curious. Talk about the seasons all the time here on the morning show, too. You brought in a sheet with a statistic from Realtor.com. This is really impressive. Tell us about the sheet. What does it represent?
Well, it represents the hottest zip codes in the nation.
Okay, for real estate.
For real estate in last year, 2022. And this one talks about the affordability of homes
okay.
and how it drives the consumers. And it lists the top 10 affordable markets in the U.S. And according to the map, the majority of them are in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm. I see your little map here.
Yeah, but then when you look, Johnson City's ranked number 7 in the country
wow.
for housing affordability for the year 2022. So that's, even though we've seen housing prices increase
sure.
last year some bit, it's still an affordable place to live.
You're still getting calls from out of market.
Oh, yes. We're still getting calls from
mm-hmm.
Just all over the country.
Really?
And even though we're seeing a slowdown over last month and actually since March, I've got two articles here that talk about it. And each one of them says that the inventory is growing a little. The sales and the prices are coming down a little,
mm-hmm.
but both at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
So if you look at the national numbers, you see a more drastic drop
mm-hmm.
in pricing. But here in the Tri-Cities, that's not what's happening.
You made the point, and it's a good one, too, that all the other 9 that are listed out of the 10 here, aside from us here in the Tri-Cities, Johnson City, they are all located, almost all in New England, 1 in Pennsylvania, 1 in Ohio and 1 in Western New York State, but everything else is in New England.
Yeah, and then you drop down to the South in Johnson City, number 7.
That's right, and there's nothing any further south in the Southeast or the Mid-South or the Midwest or the West or anything. It's just those 10 right here and Johnson City at number 7. And to your point there, again, that made the fact that the demand and the fast-selling homes are in these top 10 markets right here. And that's good to hear. That means there's a continuous movement through the entire process here in the Tri-Cities and in Johnson City as well. It breaks it down to a specific zip in Johnson City, 37604. What's special about that zip?
Well, that's North Johnson City.
Okay.
Actually, disclaimer, that's where I live.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder you're on here then.
But it's got a good neighborhoods, good schools. City
mm-hmm.
schools are very highly rated here in Johnson City.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's what some folks
sure.
and families are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that my wife Debbie and I moved here 27 years ago was because of the school system.
Yeah. Of course, Tennessee has no state income tax.
No state income
tax.
That's
another draw.
Your
yeah.
property taxes are lower, and it's just a cost of living is lower here. And that's one thing that's driven them here. Some originally looked maybe around the Asheville area,
mm-hmm.
but then when they see...
That's exploded and really expensive
yeah,
now.
Very expensive.
Yeah.
So they start looking outside of Asheville
mm-hmm.
and Johnson City's, just
here
across
we are.
The border. And so it's just become a hot spot.
Are you still getting calls from people who are simply looking for a place to retire and they're interested in, not necessarily job transfer or something like that, but they are looking for their final, their final adventure home, if you would?
I do have. I got one couple from Alaska.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's looking for retirement. I think he said December this year.
Uh-huh.
He's going to retire, so they're looking for something in Johnson City in the area. Another lady from Florida.
Yeah.
That's also looking for, somewhere to retire and be able to afford to live there.
Interestingly, both those areas you just mentioned there, both those states are what we would call weather extreme states.
Yes.
Whereas the tri, generally speaking, were much more balanced. And that plays a factor for a lot of people.
It does. The weather, four seasons.
Yeah.
Helps, pull folks here.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the younger people, the activities that we now have in the area, whether it's the hiking trails, the biking trails, the lakes, the rivers,
mm-hmm.
fishing, just boating, whatever. They've got a lot of options to pick from.
I think you and I ought to do a side venture, Larry, and have a large, large pickleball emporium. I mean, we're talking 50, 100 courts, something like that. It has gone so much through the roof. We could do something with that. But that's another day in another
show. I've seen that, and I've had the same idea that we could do a tournament and do it as a fundraiser for
there
one
you
of the
go.
Nonprofits.
Yeah, but guys, what you need to do is you need to build it up, make it big, make it huge, and then sell it.
Yeah.
Because you know how those things go.
That's right.
It's all the rage right now. Next week, it's like, pickle what?
Thinking out loud right now with Larry England from Premier Homes and Properties. And Larry, you're just talking about this results that came out from Realtor.com. There have been other... what was it? Stack.com recently had, I can't remember the exact name of it. It was a similar national, trending sort of thing that does surveys to record trends in various activities across the country. And they had, both Johnson City and the Kingsport market listed in their top 25. I think this is, just again bringing home the point that we live in a place that is very desirable to a whole lot of other people. With that in mind, though, what about the local demand? Folks do live here. Maybe they're wanting to downsize and retire into their final, retirement sort of living option there. Maybe they have other options as well, too. Folks from our local Tri-Cities area still interested in moving homes and buying and selling?
They are. I've got a few folks that live here locally, like you said, looking to downsize.
Okay.
They're around my age. And
we did it 2 years ago. Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah. Well, ours was 2 years ago also.
All right.
And but finding them something that that meets their needs. And so many times when I look at new listings, like this morning when I looked, you see several that are already under contract as soon as they hit the market.
My goodness gracious.
And so,
the demand is certainly there.
Yeah, I have to express to them that, if you're very interested in it and it hits the market today, we need to look tomorrow,
if not
sooner.
Yeah, and in many shows past, and you've touched on it briefly too in times you've been here, price is so critical because if it is not priced exactly right for the sale today, you could be in trouble.
Yeah, and... again, the prices seem to be softening a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the bidding wars like we had.
Right.
But I also even saw an open house and hadn't seen one of those in quite
How
a while
about
because
that?
You just didn't have to have one.
Anymore. Yeah.
It's been
yeah.
a long time since I've seen one.
Good point. So fall, we're back to that again now, is a season when if you're wanting to sell your home, I would think this and spring would be your optimal staging. I'm talking about curb appeal now, curb appeal. This and spring would be the optimum seasons.
And curb appeal is crucial because I know some folks, they never walk in the house. They just do a drive-by.
Oh, and wow.
And if it doesn't appeal to them and not just the house itself, but the neighborhood.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Plays into it. And so in the fall of the year is a great time to get everything looking good and just make it really pop.
Yeah. I've got a question, too, and I'm asking it because I don't know the answer. So that's the best way to get an answer is to ask a question. Do gated communities, do you sell properties or does Premier Homes and Properties sell properties within gated communities? I don't even know the answer.
Yes, we do.
Okay. I didn't know if there was a different procedure or what.
And again, they're very hot commodities,
mm-hmm.
Again, because of the neighborhood.
Understood.
and the fact that the homes around you are going to be kept to a certain level of
usually by the associations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the landscaping looks great. And again, I've got a lady that she's got two places in mind that she wants a house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep watching for one to come available. But again, they move very quickly.
I would guess, and correct me, please, if I'm wrong, that it would make it a little more difficult to go in and out of gated communities with a prospective customer.
Sometimes you actually have to get the listing agent to go with you.
Yeah, okay.
It's part of the
right
requirement.
Sure.
Just uh-huh. depending on the listing itself.
Okay.
Which is not unusual.
Okay.
You know, they want to protect their property.
Mm-hmm. I just wasn't aware of the procedures and protocols. So very interesting. Very interesting. Thinking out loud right now with Larry England with Premier Homes and Properties. And right now, with such an urgent, you mentioned, you know, if you want to sell, we got to do it, and we got to do it right now, and we got to do it right. Is this kind of a little bit of a new sort of educating the client to what's happening here because of the strange situation we've had in the real estate market? In other words, they may expect to, you know, put it on the market and leisurely wait this and that and the other. You're having to show them, I guess, with a little bit of hand-holding, you know, what the current situation is in real estate.
Well, it is, and again, in another report, it says that the average listing went under contract within 2 weeks of the listing.
There you go.
And they stay on the market for like maybe 45 days, and a majority of that time is the contract negotiations and, mm-hmm, and getting mm-hmm. the title search and all that done.
Right.
And then you're ready to close. So
yeah.
It's a quick process. You know, I always tell people if they're looking to sell, I need to know where you're going to go because
right.
you better have a plan.
There's two ends to this story,
yes.
right? Larry England from Premier Homes and Properties, always a great deal of informational fun to join with you when you come and talk to us here on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. How do folks get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me on my cell phone. The number's 423-361-7806.
Okay.
And you want me to repeat it again?
I think you should.
423-361-7806.
And for the listeners in New Jersey, one more time.
423-361-7806.
Larry England telling us that Johnson City, Tennessee, one of the top 10 hottest markets according to Realtor.com. Larry, take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, great being here. Thank you, guys.